is waiting. Good afternoon. We've flown into the PM now, haven't we? It's BBC Radio Gloucestershire and Caroline Martin in for Nikki until 2. And then we've got Graham Rogers. He's going to be with you this afternoon. Now, if you go back in time, did you have an inspirational teacher when you were a kid? Perhaps you have been that teacher who set people off on a path to achieving something fabulous. Well, my next guest has inspired many, many dancers of all ages with her passion for ballet. Lisa Rafferty is founder and principal of All Steps Dance Academy, based in Lydney, and she's seen many former pupils go on to become professionals. So it was with great pride when Lisa's former student, Gareth Hall, was recently promoted to principal at the English National Ballet. Now, here's Gareth talking at the English National Ballet last year.
I started dancing at the age of 6. I just wanted to just be as active as possible, burn as much energy as possible. I did absolutely every sport, everything possible. And my sister's also a dancer. She is a few years older than me, and me and my mum used to go collect her from dance class. And I think, you know, I just wanted to be a part of it. You know, there was a room full of girls and I just wanted to join in. What dance means to me now as a professional, as an adult, is a very different thing to what it meant to me when I started at the age of 6. I love the physical aspect of it. I don't want to necessarily compare athletics with art, for example, but there's often an end goal. How fast can I do this? Or with ballet, it's just this endless process of learning, unlearning, recreating or re-evolving.
Now, Lisa is with me now, or should I call you Miss Rafferty? How would you prefer to be introduced here, Lisa?
The pupils call me Miss Rafferty.
Right. Can we, as we are friends now, because we've met, can we stick to Lisa?
Is that all right? Absolutely fine.
Wonderful. Okay, now tell us about Gareth. How old was he when he came to you?
When I first met Gareth, he was 6 years of age. And I think it was probably one of the first classes that I took him for. I just looked at him and I was like, wow, he actually has all those ingredients that you need. And I just thought, you know, he has to have this nurtured. So I spoke to his mum and suggested that he audition for the Royal Ballet Associate Programme. And she was on board right from the word go. And I think that's quite important to have that, you know, behind you. So he auditioned for the Royal Ballet and he was accepted and started to do monthly classes with them.
So can you pick up on that talent straight away then? Can you see that they are destined for great things?
You just look at them and you think, yeah, they've got those ingredients. So for me, those ingredients are, well, physique. He had fantastic arches for a male dancer, flexible. And he had that extra thing, a bit of charisma. He was a little bit cheeky at that age. But that's great. And I just think he was just very enthusiastic. You know, and so as a dance teacher, I think it's sort of, yeah, you need to nurture that.
Yeah. Well, obviously you did a great job. I mean, you saw him perform recently in Swan Lake at the Albert Hall in London. I mean, that must have been quite the moment for you.
Oh, yeah, I was very emotional. I had lots of tissues with me just in case. And I was just super proud because, I've known for a long time that's been his dream. And he's just finished his first season with English National Ballet. And he got promoted to principal, which is, just absolutely amazing. And it's what he'd always wanted to do. So, yeah, to be part of that audience, to go and see him dance, was, yeah, just very, very special.
And do you know the family well? Have you become close to them?
Yeah, I'm particularly friendly with his mum. Actually, she popped over last week for a coffee. So, yeah, we have a catch-up and talk about all things dance, obviously.
And how does she feel about his success?
Oh, she's super proud. Actually, I did ask her the question because whilst we were there, I was there with my business manager. And it's like people sitting next to me, do I tell them that actually I was his first dance teacher? But I mean, I didn't. And I asked her that question. You know, when you're sitting there, do you say, well, by the way, that's my son? And she was actually, no, I don't, but my husband does.
So she's more reserved and he's straight in there.
Yeah, he's mine. Yeah. And why wouldn't you? I mean, you know, when he comes onto stage, you just can't take your eyes off him. He's just, yeah, he has that something extra. Yeah. I mean, he's got all the technical ability. I mean, he can do the massive jumps, he can do all the turns. But yeah, as soon as he came onto that stage, that's who you focus on. I mean, that's just such a fantastic quality to have.
Now, Gareth isn't your only high achiever. Tell us about some more of your successes.
So actually, his sister, Rebecca Hall, She's just actually retired, but she set up a company. It's called Coda. So what she does, she connects dancers with companies that are looking for dancers. So it's quite innovative, and I think, you know, that's what she's going to go on to do.
Now, you went to the Royal Ballet School yourself, and you're no stranger to the stage, are you, Lisa?
No, I danced professionally for 10 years, and during that time I worked with many choreographers, gaining lots of knowledge, lots of experience. But after about 10 years, I just thought, you know, yeah, it's time to maybe come back home, and I always wanted to teach.
Yeah.
So then I went about getting all my qualifications with the RAD, which is the Royal Academy of Dance, and that's what I teach at my school.
So do you ever meet anybody such as myself with no sense of rhythm? And can you work with them? Can you do anything with them?
Yeah, absolutely. I just believe dance is for all ages, all abilities, and all are welcome. So I teach a programme called Silver Swans, and that is a programme for adult dancers. So, yeah, all ages are welcome to come along. It doesn't matter if you've had any prior experience. We can adapt all the exercises in the class. And I think the main focus is, well, to have fun. Mm. You know, it's a very social thing to do. But, you know, physically it's so good for you. So you can work on strength, flexibility, balance, coordination, to name but a few.
It must be lovely to be able to do something. I mean, because a lot of people wanted to do this perhaps earlier on, younger, but put it off because other things got in their way.
Yeah,
to come back to it and still be able to, you know, get something from it and to embrace it must be lovely.
Yeah, and, you know, as a teacher, that's where I, you know, week in, week out, just seeing people come to the classes and just the enjoyment that they get from it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, we're going to come back in just a bit, but we're going to have a song now. You can do a turnaround to this if you want. It's entirely up to you. We're too busy gossiping. That's T-Rex and Metal Guru on BBC Radio Gloucestershire. I am in the studio with Lisa Rafferty, who is founder and principal of All Steps Dance Academy, based in Lydney. And we've been talking about the fact that she's seen many former pupils go on to great things. And let's go back to chatting a bit about dancing. Now, you've all, you know, we've touched on people coming in that are perhaps a little bit older. So how good is it at keeping fit? And if you do have mobility issues, or if you do have certain things wrong, is there a way of being able to accommodate that?
Yeah, with all the classes that we do, I mean, the exercises can be adapted. So, for instance, if you can use a bar for extra balance,
right?
You know, so that's helpful. You know, you don't necessarily have to jump around the room. You can maybe just do the arms. But the fact that you're joining in with the rest of the class and you're listening to the beautiful music, you know, that's the way that we get around that.
Yeah. And when people see shows like Strictly Come Dancing and they look at the various dances that are on there, do they ever come in and say, you know, could you teach me the jive, or could you teach me the foxtrot, or is there any particular dance that they would like to learn?
Well, as well as teaching ballet, I do teach tap.
Yeah.
I also do modern and jazz, so that covers all those different genres. But with the adult ballet, quite often at the beginning of the term, I'll ask them what maybe they would like to learn. So this past term, we've done something from La Fille Margardée, which is the clog dance.
Right.
So that's very similar to tap dancing.
Yeah.
And, of course, the music is absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, that, you know, we learnt that dance this term.
Tap dancing, I think that's got a certain charm to it. There is just something, when you watch people doing that, the speed of which they do it and the coordination.
It's intricate, but it's a great way. It's very aerobic, so
yes.
It's a good way to keep fit. And as always, you've got the music, you know, so.
We've still got to overcome people's fears, though, because there are people that, you know, will feel a little bit nervous and think, right, I don't want to go doing that in front of other people because they'll be judging me. It's like people going to the gym, isn't it? You can feel a little bit self-conscious. So what would you say to them?
Not to feel self-conscious. And I think maybe one of the things they think about, especially with ballet, is that they might have to wear a leotard. Now, believe you me, leotards are not compulsory. You can just wear something that you feel comfortable in, you know, whether that's sort of like leggings and a t-shirt. So I think that could possibly be one barrier. But, you know, with all my adult lessons, you know, they're all so friendly, they're really supportive. Yeah, definitely, just come and give it a try, you know.
So no leotards, none of those tights, none of those little tutus that my Cindy doll used to wear.
Unless you want to, but with one of my adult lessons, we do something called Tutu Frotte. And we come dressed up in our marvellous tutus, brilliant. So, you know, it's a chance to dress up as well. Who doesn't want to do that when you're an adult?
And, you know, not being into dance particularly and not knowing much about it, what are the shoes, you know, with the wooden blocks that the ballerinas wear?
You're talking about point shoes.
Right, OK. Now, could you wear them, presumably, or you have?
I don't now. Obviously, when I was training, yes, they were obviously part of everyday ballet class point shoes. In my day, we used to have something called lamb's wool, which we used to wrap our feet up with, so to protect them. Nowadays, they have something called ouch pouches, which are basically like a silicone gel pouch that you put over your toes. Fantastic. It must be like wearing slippers.
I was reading an article once about how people, how they break them in. And honestly, you seem to get them and then dissect them before you even put them on your feet.
So you see, each ballerina will have something that she likes to do to her point shoes so that they're ready for a performance. So you're right. I mean, during my day, we used to open the door and put them in the hinge of the door and, you know, try to break them in that way. So each of them will have something that they want to do to make them as comfortable as possible.
I get a pair of new shoes and I've got blisters. I mean, I haven't even put them on my feet. I'm just looking at them and a blister just pops up. So how do you strengthen your toes to not just be inflamed every time you put them on?
That is the important thing. I mean, before you even go on to point, you have to do something called like pre-point. So that would be basically lots of exercises to strengthen the metatarsals in the feet, to strengthen the ankles, all those sorts of things before you even go up onto point. It's actually quite important.
And does it, you know, do foot problems or ankle problems, do they plague people later in life that have sort of like put their feet through this?
Yeah, quite possibly. I think, you know, a common one would be bunions.
Yeah.
You know, just from all the pressure of being on point all day. Yeah.
Well, I won't be trying that. I may try some dance, but I'm not actually going to try the ballet shoes then. Now, we've talked about teaching older people. Do you teach them in a different way to the younger ones?
Well, that's an interesting question, because to be truthful, I teach preschool as well. And I just think lots of ideas like imagery works well with both. Mm. So, for instance, if you were to do a demi-plié, so a demi-plié is just feet in first position, you bend the legs. For the children, I say, oh, we're going to imagine we're a piece of toast in the toaster, just to keep a nice straight back. And, you know, why wouldn't you say that to adults? It gets a laugh and It actually gets the point across. So there are quite a few similarities. Obviously, physically, it's going to be very different. Because as we age, obviously, we become less flexible. But, yeah.
So what's next for you then, Lisa? Have you got your eye on any more up-and-coming young talent? Is there anyone that you've got tipped for greatness?
Yeah, in actual fact, yeah, there are a couple in my sort of like lower classes. So we're off for the summer holidays now. So when they come back in September, they've been invited to come along to more lessons just so that they get more hours per week. And yeah, we'll just watch this space and, you know, maybe audition them for the Royal Ballet Associates.
Now, if anyone's listening and thinking, right, I'm going to give this a go, I'm going to give this a whirl, where can they find you?
So that would be info@allsteps.co.uk. So, yeah, just drop us a message and we'll give you all the details you need for enrolling in September.
There you go. You've got a few months to deliberate it and then you can get on with it and get doing it. Thank you so much for coming in, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
It has been a pleasure talking to you today. So if you fancy dancing, you now know where to go. Don't put it off anymore. No more excuses. You can make it so and make it happen. It's 12:25. It's BBC Radio Gloucestershire. Caroline with you until 2. And this is Dasha. It's a good tune. This one is called Austin.